Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm in a good mood because we're in a great theatre. It's a beautiful theatre, and that makes a lot of difference to a performance. You know, people don't realise it, but it does.
So you're at the Hippodrome, and it's your alimony tour. That's correct, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Just explain to everybody why you are doing this tour and why you might not have been doing it if it wasn't for your ex-wife.
Well, in this Californian divorce world, which is, I'm afraid, bordering on the insane, the judge ordered me when I broke up with Alice Faye, although we had no children and she had never produced any income or any assets, ordered me to pay her basically a sort of $15 or $16 million down, and then $1 million a year till I'm 76, which will add up to about $21 million. And so I have to find $1 million a year before I earn a penny for myself. And frankly, you don't get that money sitting around. Frankly, I'd rather have dinner with friends. But if you do have, if you got to earn money, this is a very pleasant way of doing it. So, and it's good fun.
All this money, John. Surely it'd be cheaper just to get a hitman.
Much cheaper, but of course I'd be the first suspect.
Oh, yes.
That's the point. They're not going to look at anyone else. They're going to think it must have been Ronnie Corbett, you know? They'll know who it was.
So if they buy tickets and go tonight to see you, what are they going to see?
Oh, basically it's a two-hour show that's including the interval, and I start with about 3 minute stuff about the divorce, which gets big laughs. It's very funny material. I can say that because it was actually written for me by three young writers when I did the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. I did the big gala night at the end, and they wrote this piece. Then I talk a little bit about Python and Fawlty Towers and Wanda, which are the things that people most want to hear about. And I show one or two clips and explain how things were done. I talk about the original hotel in Torquay,
yeah,
where that it was all based on, and I talk about how the Pythons worked as a group, and what we fought about and what we didn't fight about, and that kind of stuff. And it's lighthearted. It's just a fan show. If people like my stuff, I can guarantee them a good 2 hours. If they don't like my stuff, they should stay away.